From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Harum Helmi. This week on the show, an audio postcard featuring two cowboy poets who performed at the Cowboy Poetry Festival I went to this weekend in Mountain View, Missouri. First, we'll hear from Oklahoma's cowboy poet laureate, Francine Robinson.
A cowboy clutched a handful of dried and scraggly weeds and presented them an offering for past nefarious deeds. His collar hit his quivering chin, but not his
Yeah, at first,
eyes,
you know, I was reading everything, and so was everybody else. And this man who taught me how to be a cowboy poet in the beginning, he said, "Now you can go so far, you can read your poetry, and you can go this far. But he says, if you really want to go farther, you will memorize it and not just recite it, but perform it. Hunker down with a spider in your pocket."
I found a spider in my pocket today. Now, I don't like spiders, whether big or very small, and little furry brown ones make me nervous most of all. So I was slapping at my pocket, scattered gum and pins about. Well, he just hunkered down inside and tried to ride it out.
You know, I've always been really shy my whole life. Even as a teacher, I just hated the first two or three days when I didn't know any kids. And it was like, oh, my goodness, what am I going to say? And it was a struggle every year to get through till where I knew some kids and then we could actually talk. But I found when you put a microphone in my hand, I'm a wild woman. It's just like, no, I have one more, just one more. So it really helped me as a, you know, kind of developing a personality there.
Cotton petticoat with crocheted lace, my pride, was worn beneath the cotton skirt I made when just a bride.
I started to do this song last night, and it just...
My name is DJ Fry.
I couldn't...
From Orinoco, Missouri. Yes, ma'am, I'm a cowboy poet and a balladeer.
In the heat of the July night.
I do a lot of the classics because that seems like that it was done by old cowboys back in the 1800s. And... I enjoy that. It's a well. It kind of shows what the cowboy has to go through with, and shows the work of a cowboy and how hard the cattle work is. Well, it's something that I think I would like to have done if I was had been alive back then. Now, you probably think I was from a little, but I don't know. It's something that. Yeah, I'd say I think I would like to enjoy doing that. It's hard work, and I know that, but it's a thing that appeals to me.
For more stories from the Cowboy Poetry Festival, stay tuned to KBIA. Thanks for listening. I'm Harum Helmi.